Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. This is the translation of the Jumu'ah khutbah, Friday sermon, on the topic Rabbi ja'al hadhal balada amina. O my Lord, make this a country of peace and security. Alhamdulillahil kareemil mannan akramana bi ni'matil awtan. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدا عبد الله ورسوله فاللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. All praise be to Allah, the most generous, the most bountiful, who has honored us with the blessing of countries and homelands. I bear witness that there is no deity but Allah alone, who has no partner, and I bear witness that our Master and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the servant and messenger of Allah. O Allah, send blessings, salutations and benedictions on our Master and Prophet, his family, all of his companions, as well as those who follow them in goodness until the day of reckoning. As to what follows, I counsel ye, O servants of Allah, and myself to have taqwa, conscious fear and awareness of Allah. Allah Almighty says, Ya أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. O you who believe, have conscious fear and awareness of Allah, and keep the company of the sincere and truthful. O Muslims, Allah Most High says, narrating the words and supplication of the Prophet, O Muslims, Allah Most High says, narrating the words and supplication of Prophet Ibrahim, Abraham, may Allah's peace be upon him. رَبِّ جَعَلْ هَذَا بَلَدًا آمِنًا. O my Lord, make this a city of peace and security. He meant the city of Mecca. This was when Allah Almighty commanded him to settle his offspring in Mecca, which was then a barren valley void of vegetation. He obeyed the command of his Lord and set out with his wife Hajar and her suckling baby Ismail to Mecca. At the time Mecca had no inhabitants, nor any water, and he left Hajar and Ismail there and proceeded on his own and made these supplications. رَبَّنَا إِنِّي أَسْكَنْتُ مِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي بِوَادٍ غَيْرِ ذِي زَرْعٍ عِنْدَ بَيْتِكَ الْمُحَرَّمِ رَبَّنَا لِيُقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةِ فَاجْعَلْ أَفْئِدَةً مِّنَ النَّاسِ تَهْوِي إِلَيْهِمْ. O our Lord, I have settled some of my offspring in a valley void of cultivation by your sacred house, in order, O my Lord, that they may establish regular prayer. So make the hearts of people yearn with love towards them. That is to say, make it a place such that souls long for it and hearts pine for it. And Allah answered the supplication of his friend Ibrahim, may Allah's peace be upon him, and made the hearts of people connected to Mecca, the holy city of Allah, coming to it through deep and distant mountain highways in order to witness the venerated sacred monuments and revered ritual sites. Allah Most High says, وَإِذْ جَعَلْنَا الْبَيْتَ مَثَابَةً لِلنَّاسِ وَأَمْنًا. Remember, we made the sacred house a place of assembly for people and a place of peace and safety. Likewise, Prophet Ibrahim, may Allah's peace be upon him, also supplicated to Allah Almighty for his homeland, Makkah, to be given abundant sustenance and affluent subsistence, saying, وَرُزُقُهُمْ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ, and provide them with fruits. That is to say, let there be an aid for them to help them in obeying you, O Allah. So Allah Most High answered his supplication and provided the inhabitants of Makkah from all varieties of fruit which used to be transported to it from every country and city. So when Ibrahim, may Allah's peace be upon him, saw that Makkah was thriving and prosperous, he knew that all these benefits and blessings required protection, preservation, and patronage, and thus he supplicated to Allah Almighty on behalf of his homeland once more, saying, رَبِّ جُعَلْ هَذَا الْبَلَدَ آمِنًا. O my Lord, make this city a city of peace and security. Thus the supplication of Prophet Ibrahim became one of the greatest, most comprehensive and most beneficial of supplications. The Holy Quran has recorded this supplication for all eternity, in order that subsequent generations may learn from the father of the prophets to love one's country and to pray for it to enjoy peace and prosperity. Prophet Ibrahim, may Allah's peace be upon him, did not merely settle for making supplication for the well-being of Makkah, but in addition preoccupied himself with building, developing and inhabiting it and constructing therein the sacred house. And the maqam of Ibrahim, that is to say, the rock on which he stood to build the sacred house, continues to bear witness and testimony to this. Allah Most High says, Inna awwala baytin wudi'a linnasi lalladhi bibak مباركا وهدى للعالمين فيه آيات بينات مقام إبراهيم ومن دخله كان آمنا. The first house of worship appointed for people was that at Bakkah, present-day Makkah, rich in blessing and a source of guidance unto all the worlds, full of clear messages. It is the place whereon Ibrahim once stood, and whoever enters it finds peace and safety. Thus Ibrahim, may Allah's peace be upon him, through his supplication for the well-being of his homeland, and through his diligence for its sake, was a cause for the elevation of its status, affluence in its subsistence, and stability of its inhabitants, so much so that Makkah became a city of peace and serenity, which Allah has sworn by, saying, وَهَذَا الْبَلَدِ الْأَمِينِ, and I swear by the safe and peaceful city. And so its inhabitants earned people's veneration and gained their admiration, such that whoever knew them would respect and revere them, and whoever saw them on travel would travel with them and feel safe and peaceful with them, because they were the inhabitants of Allah's holy sanctuary. They would travel for the purpose of trade and return to their homeland feeling serene, safe and at peace. Allah Most High reminds them of this in the following Quranic chapter. لِإِلَافِ قُرَيْشِ, إيلافهم رحلة الشتاء والصيف فليعبدوا رب هذا البيت الذي أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف.
Because of the covenants of security and safeguard enjoyed by the Quraysh, the covenants covering journeys by winter and summer, let them adore and worship the Lord of this house, who provides them with food against hunger and with security against fear. O believers, our beloved Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, used to love his hometown, Makkah, intensely. One day he stood addressing his hometown saying, مَا أَتْيَبَكِ مِنْ بَلَدْ وَأَحَبَّكِ إِلَيْهِ. How sweet a land you are, and how dear you are to me. When the Prophet, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, moved to Medina, he asked Allah to grant and bless him with its love, saying, اللهم حبب إلينا المدينة كحبنا مكة أو أشد. O Allah, make us love Medina the same as our love for Mecca, or even more. So the Prophet, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, loved his new homeland ardently, such that whenever he would return from a journey, and he would see the houses and buildings of Medina, he would feel extremely happy. It has been reported on the authority of Anas ibn Malik, may Allah be pleased with him, who said, whenever the Messenger of Allah, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, returned from a journey, he, on seeing Medina, would make his she-camel go faster, rushing her on out of his ardent love for Medina. He would make supplication for Medina and pray that it be blessed with continuous good, prosperity, felicity and well-being, saying, Allahumma inna Ibrahim harrama makkata faja'alaha harama wa inni harramtu al-madina. Allahumma barik lana fi madinatina. Allahumma barik lana fi sa'ina. Allahumma barik lana fi muddina. Allahumma ij'al ma'al barakati barakatayn. O Allah, Ibrahim declared Makkah sacred and thus made it into a sacred sanctuary, and I declare Medina sacred. O Allah, bless us in our city Medina. O Allah, bless us in our sa', a measurement of 4 double handfuls. O Allah, bless us in our mud, a measurement of 1 double handful. O Allah, make with every blessing double the blessing of the people of Makkah. The Prophet, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, was very keen on the building, stability, growth and prosperity of his homeland, such that he would do work with his own blessed hands. He built the mosque together with his companions, may Allah be pleased with all of them, and then set out his apartments from around it. This is every person's role towards his country, that is, to work towards its progress and advancement and toil in raising its flag. O worshippers, Allah Most High has joined stability and prosperity in a single verse saying,
أَوَلَمْ نُمَكْ لهم حرما آمنا يجبى إليه ثمرات كل شيء رزقا من لدنا.
Have we not established for them a safe and secure sanctuary to which are brought fruits of all kinds, a provision from ourselves? Hence, it is through the stability of the homeland that a happy and good life is realized, that people live in fairness, honor and prosperity, and that they embark on that which is beneficial and wholesome to them. Therefore, it is our duty to reinforce and promote love of the homeland in the hearts of our children, and raise subsequent generations feeling a strong sense of pride towards it, following the example of the friend of Allah, Ibrahim, and our beloved Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon both of them. Because love of the homeland produces wholehearted dedication and total devotion in serving it, and defending its prestige and working for the sake of its honor and glory and raising its flag.
نسأل الله أن يوفقنا جميعا لطاعته وطاعة رسوله محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وطاعة من أمرنا بطاعته عملا بقوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم نفعني الله وإياكم بالقرآن العظيم وبسنة نبيه الكريم صلى الله عليه وسلم أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم.
This khutbah translation is brought to you with the cooperation of Idhaatul Quran al-Kareem, Abu Dhabi.